Hymn 149.
A hymn of glory let us sing. New hymns throughout the world shall ring. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ by a road before untrod ascends unto the throne of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The holy apostolic band upon the Mount of Olives stand. Alleluia, alleluia. And with his faithful followers see the Lord ascend in majesty. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. To whom two shining angels cry, why stand and gaze upon the sky? Alleluia, alleluia. This is the Savior, thus they say. This is his glorious triumph day. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You see him now ascending high up to the portals of the sky. Alleluia, alleluia. Hereafter, Jesus, you shall see, returning in great majesty. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. O Lord, our homeward pathway bend, that our unwearied hearts ascend. Alleluia, alleluia. We're seated on your Father's throne. You reign as King of kings alone. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Give us your joy on earth, O Lord, in heaven to be our great reward. Alleluia, alleluia. Shall praise your name eternally. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. O risen Christ, ascended Lord, all praise to you let earth accord. Alleluia, Alleluia. You are, while endless ages run, with Father and with Spirit one. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Introit.
Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Alleluia. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come as you saw him go into heaven. Alleluia. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth. He has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Alleluia. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven
will come as you saw him go into heaven. Alleluia. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we implore you, Almighty God, that just as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so may we also in heart and mind to heaven ascend and continually dwell with him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the ascension of our Lord is from the second chapter of 2 Kings. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I may do for you before I am taken away from you." Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." So he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he had also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the first chapter of Acts. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Alleluia. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet, Alleluia. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 153, we sit. Draw us to you, and we will do what you have taught forever, and hasten on where you have gone, to be with you, dear Savior. Draw us to you each day anew, let us depart with gladness, that we may be forever free from sorrow, grief, and sadness. Draw us to you, that we stay true, and walk the road to heaven. Direct our way, lest we should stray, and from your path be driven. Draw us to you, our hope renew, into your kingdom take us. Let us all there your glory share, your saints and joint heirs make us. The sermon text is from Psalm 68, verse 18. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ has come down from heaven in order to go to battle for us and to give us the gifts of his victory. With his ascension, we see that he is the victorious king and that we are the recipients of his battle spoils. He came because the ruler of this world was holding us captive. He came because our sinful nature had bound us to its will. He came because death had a death grip on each and every one of us. How were we doing? Well, our earthly weapons were impotent against this satanic foe. Our own will was fighting against us. Nothing which we had tried was able to release us from the fear of death. If we were to be set free, we needed a king from a kingdom that is not of this world. His weapons would not be earthly weapons. His fight would not be in an earthly way. And unlike this world's way, his distribution of benefits would be offered in the word and received by faith. When St. Paul in Ephesians 4 teaches about the ascension of our Lord, he cites Psalm 68, verse 18. He says, "When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." The words, "he led captivity captive," is quite unusual. We usually don't think of our situation as being held captive. Well, first, consider our captivity to death. Each and every one of us will die. Death is holding us captive. We don't want to die, yet we can't break ourselves free from it. Yes, healthy eating, medicine, exercise, is impotent in the face of our captivity. We have been captured by death, and we cannot free ourselves from its grip. The devil, too, is an enemy who has taken us captive. 2 Timothy 2:25 and 26 speaks of those who are in opposition to God, and it goes on to say, "If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." You see, by nature, each and every one of us is out of our mind. We either think that we are good, or we think that we can work our way to heaven. Only through the word of God can we come to our senses. By ourselves, we can't see the truth. The snares of the devil are leading us to do his will. Now I know and realize that those who are most held captive often speak of the great freedom that they have as they sin. They say, they have been set free from the confines of marriage and chastity, from responsibility, and they simply live for themselves, having given themselves over to abominable practices. They think that they are free from the restrictions of an outdated morality, but they live like unrestrained animals. They are actually captive to their sinful desires. This captivity of the devil is not easy to see. Now, if there were prisons set up, then we could point to that and say, "There, that's the captivity." Nevertheless, Revelation 12, verse 9, describes the devil and Satan as the one who deceives the whole world. And 2 Corinthians 4, 4 says that the God of this age has blinded those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. You see, the problem is that, like the captivity of death, we don't know of it being any other way. The whole world is the devil's prison, and the only freedom is found in the word of the gospel, which creates faith. You see, we are living in the land of the shadow of death, and we needed someone who would come to us from outside this prison house. We needed the light to come into the world. We needed someone who was not indoctrinated by the devil's will and ways to reveal to us his lies and captivity. Last of all, we must consider the slavery of sin. Romans 6 says that all of us were once slaves of sin. This slavery to sin reminds me of what medicine calls an addiction. Yeah, those who speak about nicotine or alcohol or pornography, they all lament their sin. The people want to quit, but they find that they cannot. They know the harm that it causes, and yet they continue to return to it again and again. Oh, some say that they could stop if they wanted to. You try weaning yourself off, but you return to it. You try quitting cold turkey, but it is too much. You escape a smoking addiction only to overeat. You make it more difficult as you feed your sinful habit, as you try to hold back on it, but the desire grows more and more, it gets stronger. Like sin, it's the deceiving character of it all. It leads us to believe that we're in control, but we are not. Until God's law shows you your slavery, the old Adam inside you still has control. Our pride makes us think that we are strong. Trying to set us free? Well, St. Paul tells it to us straight up. He says, Romans 6, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. You presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness. Paul says, when you sin, you are neither strong nor free. You are weak, too weak. You are simply a captive doing what your master desires. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is his victorious return to the Father. Our Jesus has taken captivity captive. Our victory over this captors has been secured by his suffering, death, and resurrection. We need to understand that our Jesus did not enter this world with his guns blazing in order to completely destroy the devil's domain, because if he had, we who are held captive in the devil's stronghold, we would have been destroyed with the devil. No, instead, our shrewd God had a plan to defeat sin, the death, and the devil, and to rescue us from their clutches. Like the scriptures say, our Jesus didn't pull up the weeds, lest he harm some of the wheat in the process. He didn't destroy this sinful world, lest we sinners would be consumed. Our Jesus took captivity captive, so that we might be set free. I would liken it to an army coming to occupy a prison. The former warden is arrested and chained, but he is left in his office. The guards are bound, but they remain at their posts. Though the outward prison walls remain, the word of freedom spreads. You need no longer obey these masters. You are free. The gates are open. Nevertheless, these former masters continue to threaten and to yell, but their power has been broken. Oh, it seems so confusing. The word of freedom is to be spread, but it's done by means of the prisoners. How do we know that we are free, since you yourself are a prisoner too? Some of the prisoners declare that they are free, and they will no longer be a slave to sin. Other prisoners see the prison and the guards there and declare that that is crazy talk. When a prisoner believes the word and walks away, well, there still is not a consensus about what has just happened. Is he free? Is he not? Conspiracy theories abound. Finally, you must know that even after we come to faith in Christ, we continue to walk by the prison wall, the prison guard, and the prison warden, each and every day. Our entire life is one of denying them. It's one of resistance. Our Lord has ascended to his kingdom, but we are still here. What that means for us is that we must continue in faith to hold to our ascended Lord and King. We have a victory, but it's only through faith in Jesus. So 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." Though Jesus has defeated every temptation of the devil still roars as if he were a great threat. With faith in Christ, we can resist the devil's temptations. Though Jesus has defeated death by submitting to it himself, death still thinks that we ought to run in fear of it. With faith in Christ, we shall not die, but live. Our sinful nature continues to announce to us our sinful desires, and it fully expects us to do what it says. We don't have to. My neighbor boy announced to us one day, "You live your life the way you want to." Well, that is not freedom. It is the captivity of a sinful nature. Oh, it sounds like self-determined freedom. No, that is the sinful nature. You live your life the way you want to. We have been set free. On this Ascension Day, our King, who came down from heaven for us and for our salvation, he has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Our Jesus has won the victory for us, and having won that victory, he has given out his gifts through the preaching of his word. Through faith, we receive those benefits of his having led captivity captive. We were delivered from sin, death, and the devil. We resist. Ephesians 4 goes on to say that the result of our justification by grace through faith tells us there's a result that comes from it. It says, quote, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. You see, the devil's trickery will not work. The sinful nature's deceitful plotting cannot capture us. Death's tomb cannot scare us. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and all the nations under our feet. With faith in Christ, we are free to say no to sin. Our Lord has given us gifts so we can resist these captors who are still proclaiming our captivity. But Jesus has won. Our Jesus has ascended on high. He has led captivity captive. You, Christ's believers, have received his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. You are rescued from sin, death, and the devil. Just as the Lord left visibly, so he will return in the same way. And when he does return on the last day, even the rebellious will acknowledge that the risen and ascended Lord God dwells with his people. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The Offertory, page 143. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, thou eternal Son of God, the Savior of the world, who having finished the great work of redemption, didst triumphantly ascend into heaven, and was seated on the right hand of the Father, being exalted above all angels and principalities, and above all power and might, and above everything that is named in this world and in that which is to come, we worship and glorify thee that thy cross and passion was concluded in rejoicing, and through death thou didst enter into thine eternal glory, and has opened again the gates of paradise for the children of men. Blessed Lord, thou hast achieved the victory. We are still in the moil and toil of conflict. We pray thee, look with favor upon us, and think on us for good, who are yet pilgrims and strangers on earth. O thou eternal high priest, our only mediator, who having blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, dwells in the high and holy place, appear in the presence of God for us, and be our advocate with the Father, that by thy perfect merit and gracious intercession, we may escape the righteous judgment of God, and that his peace may abide with us forever. O thou heavenly King, establish thy dominion in our hearts. Send down thy Holy Spirit to enlighten us with thy grace, to guide us into all truth and to work all good in us, so that thy spiritual body may be built up. As thou hast opened heaven to us, so keep us, that we may not close it again by impenitence and sin. Draw us to thee and fill our hearts with holy desires, that on the wings of faith and ardent devotion we may continually ascend to thee. Lord Jesus, all power is given unto thee in heaven and in earth. Thou art able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by thee. Thou hast promised to be with thy faithful people always, even unto the end of the world. Comfort us with thy presence, and let us all receive of thy fullness, and grace for grace. Cause thy blessing to rest upon our government, that peace may be maintained and justice impartially administered to the glory of thy name. O thou faithful prophet, extend thy church which thou hast purchased with thine own blood, and graciously keep us steadfast in thy saving word and the right use of the blessed sacraments. Send forth faithful messengers of the gospel, and clothe them with the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, that all flesh may see thy salvation. Govern the hearts of parents and teachers, that they may bring to thee the children entrusted to their care, and do thou lead those who are in the morning of their years upon the way of life. Awaken the unconverted and raise the fallen, that they may no more cleave to the world, but lift up their eyes to the land of promise. Have mercy upon all who are in affliction and distress, in sickness and temptation. Hear their cry and refresh them with thy heavenly comfort. Grant that with patience and hope we may fight the good fight and obtain the prize of eternal life. And finally, when the hour of our departure is at hand, Lord Jesus, receive our spirit and let us abide in thy presence, where there is fullness of peace and joy and pleasures at thy right hand forevermore. Amen.
Page 144. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up to heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. We beseech you, O Lord, that we might worthily receive the gifts which are given out by thy gloriously ascended Son, and graciously grant that being delivered from present dangers, we may enjoy eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. The true body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pass our lips as food, O Lord. May we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time, be our healing for eternity. Sinuk Dimittis, page 152. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Grant us, we beseech you, O almighty and merciful God, that what we have received in visible mysteries may profit us by its invisible effect. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.